Hello, welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT Podcast. I'm Alan Kenny, Editorial Director with REIT.com. Join me today to look back at 2015 and maybe look ahead a little bit to 2016 in the REIT market is David Auerbach, Institutional Trader with Esposito Securities. David, how are you doing?
Great, thanks. Thanks for having me, Al.
All right. Well, I want to get started just talking about 2015. You know, what have been the biggest surprises in the REIT market this year to you?
It's been such an exciting year for us, and the lead story that everybody's been following is just basically about how it's been a year of Blackstone. It's amazing when you look at the past several months with the acquisitions of Strategic Hotels, Biomed, Excel, and you just question, you know, what's next for them in the radar. Number two would be the Lone Star Home Properties UDR transaction that occurred, one apartment REIT going private, selling a bunch of their properties to United Dominion, and then you're now having another private equity player get involved in the space. And so this is now leading to the, you know, the question of who's going to be the next private player to get involved. And I would say the last thing that was really surprising this year was just how the fact that there was no preferred offerings. It was extremely quiet in the preferred space. I believe we had less than five offerings, but you had huge amounts of debt issuance by a lot of the REITs this year. And in addition, in the preferred offerings that you had, you saw so many people lining up. It didn't matter what the company was. The fact that there were such high-yielding offers, the interest list was extremely high.
Can we follow up on that? You know, what do you think it was about the preferreds, you know, or the lack thereof? Was it just a matter of so many REITs pursuing investment grade ratings now and looking to go the debt route?
I believe that has something to do with it. I think the financing environment plays a part into it, as you're seeing a lot of the guys that were trying to call their higher issue preferreds and not really roll out new issues, which is kind of surprising since, in my opinion, every REIT shop, whether it was diversified, dedicated, it didn't really matter. They had huge interest in preferred offerings. And so I think maybe this could have been possibly an opportunity lost by some of these REITs potentially issue new capital. Like I said, it will be interesting to see if this transitions into next year. It seems like there's a lot of firepower sitting on the sidelines right now.
So another big story, of course, is interest rates. You know, what's your assessment of how monetary policy is affecting the REIT market?
From where I sit, since it started being discussed multiple months ago, I think when the first conversation came out is REITs are so sensitive to interest rates, and when the news came out that the Fed was potentially discussing raising it, I think that the REIT market automatically priced in at least a 25 basis point increase. The question would be, if they decide to go to 50 to 75 basis points, what kind of message is that going to send to a lot of the REITs? I think from the REIT perspective, though, it was really a non-event, because when you look at, you know, really balance sheet quality, some of these REITs are in such great shape that it really doesn't matter what's going on surrounding the noise, that their balance sheets are so strong that they have such easy access to capital. Rates are very strong. Rates are potentially very favorable for them right now. And I think at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. A strong balance sheet, a good management team will be able to navigate the noise in a potential interest rate rising environment.
So we talked about the biggest stories of 2015. Now give me what are some predictions that you've got on the big stories for 2016?
Well, obviously, the first question would be, who's next on Blackstone's radar? I don't think that they're done yet, as you saw with the end-of-the-year deal, with them expressing, you know, getting involved in Stuytown, potentially in Stuytown. And with Jonathan Gray's comments about how they could potentially be buyers in one city and sellers in the same city based on certain assets, it'll be very interesting to follow the Blackstone story this coming year. The next thing that'll be interesting will be what's going to happen with the new REITs. What other spinoffs are we going to be seeing this year? We've had farmland, data centers, billboard advertising. What new avenue will we be seeing? And the most important that's going to affect everybody in our sector is beginning at the next year, the REITs are being pulled out of the S&P Financials Index. They're going into their own standalone index, which means the REITs and real estate companies are going to be really under that much more of a microscope from a lot of investors. And I think it's going to be on these management teams to continue to produce great results, since they're going to be that much more exposed to a lot of new investors.
Well, David, I know you're a busy man, so I really appreciate you taking time out to talk with us today.
Alan, I really appreciate you having me. Thanks again.
And thank you all for joining us, too. For the NAREIT Podcast, I'm Alan Kenny.